Welcome to Ask Ally, the self-publishing advice podcast from the Alliance of Independent Authors. This week, it's our monthly Beginners Self-Publishing Salon, with advice, tips, and tools for indie authors just starting out. And here are your regular hosts for the Beginners Salon, Jay Artelle and Michael Leron.
Hello, this is a preview show for the Beginners Self-Publishing Salon, which is part of the Ask Ally Self-Publishing Advice podcast from the Alliance of Independent Authors. I'm Jay Artelle. I'm a content marketing manager for Ally, and I'm one of the co-organizers of the Indie Author Fringe. I'm also a self-published nonfiction writer, and I publish travel guides, how-to writing guides, and lighthearted poetry collections. And joining me for the show is Michael Leron. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Michael Leron. I am the author of over 30 books, mostly science fiction and fantasy, and I started my publishing journey back in 2014. I am the, newly minted member of Ally and helping with this podcast and broadcasting of the show. So I'm really looking forward to being part of it.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do today was really introduce who we are, look at what our Beginners Self-Publishing Salon is all about, who it's aimed for, and what kind of content we're going to be covering. The first official show is going to be the third week in July, and we wanted to just give you an idea of what to expect over the coming months. So, Michael, as far as target audience, do you want to kind of give an overview of who we're going to try and help?
Yes. Well, this show is going to be targeted at beginners. So these are the authors who are in the process of building their self-publishing empire. So if you think about building a house, you have to put the foundation first, right? So these are the authors who maybe haven't published a book yet, or who have published maybe a couple, up to three books. But ultimately, we want to target the authors who are just starting out, and we're really going to help filter through a lot of the noise, right? Because there's a lot of noise out there in the self-publishing industry. In terms of blogs, podcasts, articles, it can be really difficult to know who to follow, what advice is good, what advice maybe you should ignore. And so that's going to be a focus, is to try to be a guiding light for those beginners who are just starting off on their journey.
Yes, like you say, it's to help simplify the process and to help with the decision-making process. The key thing is, you know, when you're an author, there's not just one path to publishing your book or even writing your book. Everybody does it differently. And what we wanted to do was to let people know what the different options are so that you could make the best decisions that are right for you. Now, Michael and I are going to be coming from different angles. We do write different books. Michael does fiction. We both do nonfiction. We actually both do a bit of poetry as well, which is great. And we have different paths to market. We do different advertising techniques. So what we're trying to do is bring our personal experience together so that we can share that with you. And what we're going to do is help you through the decision-making process so that you can make educated decisions of what is the right path for you based on what you're trying to achieve in your author journey.
Absolutely. And since we are providing this experience and expertise, Jay, we probably should talk about ourselves and why we're uniquely qualified to lead this podcast, right? How did you get started in the publishing industry? And can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually from England originally, but I've lived in the States for 27 years. And we bought a house in Turkey about 8 years ago. And I started going backwards and forwards between LA and Turkey. And I was aghast that there was no websites and no guidebooks available. And I really like understanding the why and the how of things. And so when I travel somewhere, I want to get a deeper understanding of the place. And there was no books about it. I didn't know where to go. And so I started writing a travel blog to help other travelers get the most out of the area. And then from that, it spawned a couple of travel guides for the area as well. And then from there, writing some how-to books about travel writing. And now I no longer live in LA. I'm in LA today, but I'm no longer living here. But I'm kind of a digital nomad. So the show is going to come from different cities each month when I travel around the globe. So I'm not just writing about travel writing, I'm actually living it as well. And one of my key roles is working with the Alliance of Independent Authors, I'm a co-organizer of the Indie Author Fringe, and that's a 3 times a year online conference that's free for everyone to attend. And that's in line with what we're trying to do with this show, is help demystify the writing self-publishing process for indie authors. And from my perspective, I like understanding the why and the how of things, and so I like sharing that information. When I'm learning about a new topic, when it was blogging or content marketing or social media, I can't just like learn a little bit enough to get by and then move on. I need to dive in and understand why and what are my options and everything. So once you start amassing that information, you don't want to keep that to yourself, and I wanted to share it with other people, you know, on my blogs, on the Ally blog, in Indie Author Fringe, and now on this podcast. So how about you?
Well, I'll talk about myself, but the first thing I have to ask you is, because when we first started talking and you talked about how you were a travel writer, you talked about Turkey, and I would have never in a million years guessed that Turkey would have been a hot destination. What was it that about Turkey that, how did you find out about it? And
well, actually, we found it on Google Images. We were looking to find somewhere in the Mediterranean or Aegean. I'm a bit of a sun bunny, and I love, you know, warm weather. I can't deal with the cold English weather. It's a great country, but I don't want to live there in the wintertime. So I just needed somewhere that would have year-round nice weather. That was a different vibe than California. I spent over 2 decades here in Los Angeles, and it's a great city and it's lots of opportunities, but it's fast-paced, and it wasn't the kind of lifestyle that I wanted to have on a long-term basis. So moving to Turkey, it's a slower pace of life. It's more community feel. The food that you can buy, you can only buy organic food that is sourced locally, nothing shipped in. So sometimes of the year you can't get certain foods. And it's just a simpler life. Now, I don't live there all the time. I don't know if I could, but it's great to have as a base. And I really love my little house there.
Well, that's awesome. I bet the food and music is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well, cool. Well, I guess I can talk about myself now. I live here in Des Moines, Iowa, so could not be any more different than Turkey. the middle of the Great Plains is where I live. I'm not a full-time author. I actually am a part-time author. During the night, I write novels and fight crime, but during the day, I work in the insurance industry. So I've got a pretty demanding and sometimes overwhelming job that I have to work for 8 hours a day, and I find time to write in the morning. So I usually get up about 4:30, 5:30 in the morning and write. But so that's kind of how different experience that I bring to the table, is that I'm not like some other podcast co-host doing this full time yet. And so I can talk about time management and how to balance different interests, how to balance family, because I have a 2.5-year-old who keeps me very busy. I'm also attending law school in the fall, so I'm a pretty busy guy, but I still manage to write about 10 books a year. And so, as I said before, I write about science fiction, fantasy. It's a lot of fun for me. It's just it's a big release in terms of being able to use your imagination and see that imagination borne out on the page. There's just something about it that I love. And I've written over 30 books, most of those which are science fiction and fantasy. And so I would say that I have the experience, as I've done this over 30 times, to talk about beginners and some of the challenges that they face. Because when I first started out, I made a lot of mistakes. And I can talk about some of the classes that I took at the School of Hard Knocks. That is definitely something we can talk about. but I did some things right, too. And we can talk about that as well. When I first started off in my career, Ally was there for me. So a lot of the resources that Ally did, like the Facebook group when it first started out, the blog, some of the promotional materials they sent out about best practices and things like that, were really helpful for me. And so when Orna Ross, our fearless leader, approached me to be on the show, it was a very easy yes for me, because a lot of the things that I've practiced in my career are a lot of the things that Ally believes in. And so I'm really looking forward to sharing kind of things that I've learned and some of the mistakes that I've made, and talk about the progress that I've made in my own career, and just pay it forward for those authors who are just starting out.
Yeah, definitely. And I like that you're still working and you can bring that element to it. And besides writing, I do other freelance work. So I think from a beginner's perspective, there's more likely that, you know, they're going to be in the same boats as us, that they're juggling multiple assignments, trying to get their writing done or trying to balance it with their full-time job or other family commitments going on.
And that's the toughest part about being a beginner, right? But there's so much excitement when you're first starting out, because anything's possible, right? And so it's going to be fun to talk about all those different possibilities.
Yeah. So we talked a bit about who our target audience was. And, you know, there's lots of different topics covered within self-publishing. So what we do in the Indie Author Fringe is to break the writing and publishing process into three big chunks, from creating the book, which is writing and distribution and publishing it, and then selling the book, you know, different marketing and promotional techniques. And then when you get a bit further down the line and you decide you want to move towards making writing your career, how do you create that indie author business and your author platform? So the same way that we structure the Indie Author Fringe events is how we're going to look at the self-publishing process for beginners, so that we aren't looking at self-publishing as a whole. We're going to break it down into bite-sized chunks and deliver those each month, so that we're really just focused on one area. So do you want to talk a bit more about the different phases and the processes within self-publishing? What we want to do is just kind of give an overview of what you can expect each month, and the topics that we're going to be covering, and how we're going to cover them, and how we're going to make our show better than any other beginner's self-publishing podcast out there.
Yeah, definitely. And so talking about the process of publishing a book, right, from the ideation of your idea or your novel all the way through to the publication process, we're going to talk about writing and editorial. We're going to talk about cover design. We're going to talk about tips for managing your time. Talk about some tips for managing your money. That's an important thing for beginners, right? And just everything that it takes to be a self-publishing professional in today's marketplace.
Yeah, and what we're going to do is, as well as talking about best practices and some options that you can take, we're going to bring our first-hand experience of what we've done, things that we found that have worked for us and may work for you.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a really valuable lesson that a lot of people who are just starting out can learn. Find those people out there and learn from their mistakes, right? Because it's like taking a masterclass in what not to do. We'll also talk about things that have worked for us as well. And that's mm-hmm. equally as important, is to hear our success stories and things that we think you guys will be able to benefit from.
So when you're publishing your nonfiction versus your fiction, do you approach it differently, or is it the kind of one size fits all?
Yeah, I approach them very differently. It's almost like an opposite kind of thing, because with fiction, you have to think about your idea and you have to think about how you're going to write the story first. And that's one thing that I always tell newer authors, is focus on your story, focus on your idea, focus on getting it in paper, focus on the writing and the mechanics. And then when you're done with the book, that's when you can start focusing on the marketing and figure out where it fits in the marketplace. With nonfiction, it's the opposite. You have to focus on the marketplace and the target audience first, and making sure that the book fills a need. And so sometimes it can be hard to take one hat off and put the other hat on. But for me, I find that the process is kind of opposite. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, I don't write fiction. I only write nonfiction, but I do approach my poetry a bit differently. My poetry book just came out last year, and I'm just on my second one now. So I'm still learning along the way. And actually, the most inspiring session at the most recent Indie Author Fringe was your session about poetry, which was actually the first introduction I had to you.
Thank you.
I found it really inspiring, and I collaborate with some other authors that write poetry, and you inspired them as well. So now we're actually doing a collaboration project of poetry, and she is completely inexperienced as far as self-publishing goes, although she's got a very active blog with all her poetry. So we're going to take that and craft it into her first poetry collection. And she'd been humming and hawing for ages about whether she was going to do it. And your presentation at Indie Author Fringe and my little nudge in the right direction, kind of pushed her over the edge and said, I can do this. And it's that kind of message and that kind of feeling that I'm hoping that we can bring to this podcast, is that we, the people that haven't published their first book, or they've started writing and it's festering away in a bottom drawer somewhere, that we can nudge them over with some stellar advice and point them in the right direction, and so that they do have the confidence to be able to publish their first book.
I love that. I love the use of the word nudge, right? Because that's sometimes what a lot of people need. It's hard when you have that idea and you don't know where to start, and you don't necessarily know about self-publishing or if it's for you. And that's our first, the person you talked about, that's our podcast first success story, right?
Yes, it is, before we started.
Exactly. So sometimes you just need that nudge, right? You need that nudge of encouragement. And I think that there are authors out there that need that encouragement, and there's gonna be a lot of nudging going on this podcast.
Yes. So any other things you wanted to cover on our show before we switch topics?
No, I think that about covers it. And I would also echo that while our focus of our show is for the beginners, for those who are just starting out and have published only a few books, that doesn't mean that those of you who listen to the other shows on this network can't tune into this. Our focus really is going to also be simplifying that noise. And so we really do think that a lot of people at all stages of the journey will be able to benefit from our experience and some of the things that we're going to share on this show. And I would also argue, too, that your mileage may vary, too, on some of the things that we share. And we'll talk about this in future shows, but I think it's important to hear all the advice that's out there, to listen. But ultimately, whatever you do with your career, it is your career, and your mileage may vary depending on the techniques and tools that you use. But it's important to get all the information out there so that you can make informed decisions.
And actually, I don't think we've talked about the topic of our first show. So you can't really be an author unless you write. So we figured we'd kick off our first show, which is going to be the third week in July, talking about writing. So looking at what Michael and I are writing at the moment, and some tools and tips, different approaches that we take, some tools that are invaluable. I've got some that I couldn't live without, and I know that Michael does as well. So our show is going to be a 30-minute show each month, and we're going to whip through the content to make sure that it's each show is crammed with as much useful information for you as possible. So we'll start out by talking about writing and then cycle through the other stages of self-publishing and bring in any kind of industry news, industry events that are relevant to beginning authors. And that's what we're going to make sure is any information that we bring or any experience that we bring to the table or share with you is going to be relevant to beginners, so that you know that you don't have to kind of filter through, well, this is this relevant for me or not? If you're a beginner, then it will be.
Absolutely.
So I talked about our show being the third week of the month. We already have some Ask Ally shows out there, but we're actually rejigging them all for July. We're starting a new schedule. So we also wanted to take the opportunity today of telling you about what the Ask Ally schedule is going to look like starting from next month, which is actually... It's next week, isn't it? Next month's next week. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So the first show of the month will be our Ask Ally, and that's the longest running show we've had. It's really popular. It's an opportunity for Ally members to ask their self-publishing questions, and that's aimed at beginners, intermediate, and advanced. We get a real mix of questions, and historically that's been hosted by Orna Ross, director Ally, and she's handing over the reins to two other Ally co-workers. There we go.
Co-workers, there we go.
Debbie Young, who's the commissioning editor for the blog and writes fiction and nonfiction, and then David Penny, who's a fiction writer, and he is also one of the co-organizers of Indie Author Fringe. And we are going to be still hosting this as a member Q&A, but just because it's only members can pose questions doesn't mean nobody else can watch it. So it's open for everybody to watch, everybody to listen to. And for each show that we produce, there'll be a show summary that's published that same week so that you can listen to it, watch it, and read it. So no matter what kind of content consumption method you prefer, you will be able to take the benefit of each of the shows. So that's the first show in the schedule. Then the following week, we'll do Indie Author Fringe highlights. So we host our Indie Author Fringe conference three times a year. It's held as Fringe to the London Book Fair, Book Expo, and to the Frankfurt Book Fair. So this year we've had two events and we have one more left to go, which is on October the 14th. And that's the Frankfurt Book Fair Fringe. And that one's about running an indie author business. But the content for the first two Fringe events is available on our website. We have the agendas there that you can click on and see which events we hosted for the London Book Fair and Book Expo. That's where you can find Michael's session that he did for Book Expo. So do you want to give us a little bit of an intro to what your session was about?
Yes, the name of my session was How to Sell Poetry in the Digital Era. So one of the things that I talk about a lot is that poetry is how I got my start. I started off in college writing poetry. It captured my imagination. There was a time not that long ago when I said I would never write a novel. I said I would only write poetry. And then I graduated into novels. And now I'm writing both of them. And so poetry in many ways was my first love. And I really do think that in the marketplace right now, what has happened with fiction and nonfiction on the self-publishing side has not yet happened to poetry. And so one of the things that I've talked about in one of my books, Indie Poet Rockstar, and in this session, is that it's only a matter of time before the self-publishing revolution hits poetry. And so I talk about the state of the market, what poets need to succeed in this marketplace, and some tools and tips that they should consider when they're self-publishing their collections.
Yep. And I did a session as well for the Book Expo Indie Author Fringe. My session was on travel memoirs and how three travel memoirists use their blog to promote their books and help reach their target audience. So each of these Indie Author Fringe events is a real mix of different topics, all taking us through the journey from creating your book, selling your book, and then creating your indie author empire. So what we're going to do is pick the highlights from each of the events and showcase those every second week of the month. So we're going to choose different ones each month. And then when there's a month, when there's actually five Tuesdays in the month, we'll actually showcase another Indie Author Fringe event. Then for the third week of the month, we're going to be bringing you this beginner's self-publishing salon. And then for the last Tuesday of the month, we're going to be bringing you the advanced self-publishing salon with Orna Ross and Joanna Penn from The Creative Pen. So do you want to give us a quick recap of those shows? Because I know you've been listening to those, Michael.
Yes. Well, Orna and Joanna need no introduction, right? But what they're going to talk about is issues that are going on in the industry right now and some topics for those authors that have published their first few books and are looking for more advanced tips. And there is a wide range of topics that they cover in every episode, and they really bring their expertise and their experience, just like we do to this beginner show. But they bring that and filter it in a way that talks about current events and tips and strategies for authors that are maybe a little bit further along the road.
Yeah. So between all of those four shows, the member Q&A, the Indie Author Fringe highlights, the beginner's self-publishing salon, and the advanced publishing salon, there's going to be information for you for wherever you are on your indie author journey. And we are going to be keeping this regular schedule with the videos and with the podcasts and the show summaries so that you can benefit from the experience and expertise that the Ally team bring to the table. So our podcast is currently available on iTunes and on Stitcher, and we will let you know as we expand it to other features feeds. You can visit our podcast page on our self-publishing advice center and just look out for Ask Ally hashtag when you're on Twitter so that you can join in the conversations there.
Definitely. Yeah, we would love to have you introduce yourselves as well on the blog page. That's just at selfpublishingadvice.org. So if you want to visit that and leave a comment or or a review, if possible, on your favorite podcast network, that would be greatly appreciated as well.
Great. Well, I think we've covered it. Thank you very much, Michael. It was great to chat with you today. And I look forward to meeting up again in less than a month's time. And we'll talk about writing and some tips and advice to help other authors get the best out of their time available to make sure that they can get their first book out there and self-published.
Yep. Likewise, Jay, it's been great chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to all the great things we're going to talk about on the show. I think that this will really be helpful for a lot of those authors out there.
And I think it may also be helpful for us, too, because I'm looking forward to learning from you because you've got many more books under your belt than I have. So it's going to be interesting, I think, looking at these different topics from different perspectives, from different angles. So I know we're going to learn a lot from each other.
Yes, we are. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Jay.
You've been listening to the Ask Ally Beginners Self-Publishing Salon with Alliance of Independent Authors Content Marketing Manager Jay Artale and U.S. Ambassador Liaison Michael Laron, which offers best practice tips and tools to authors new to self-publishing, helping you to navigate your choices and make good decisions. Our weekly self-publishing advice broadcast is brought to you by Ally, the Alliance of Independent Authors. This Beginner's Salon is one of four regular shows, which includes a more advanced salon, a member Q&A, and a special guest highlight presentation from the Indie Author Fringe, Ally's free online author conference. Find more author advice, tips, and tools at our Self-Publishing Advice Center, selfpublishingadvice.org. And if you haven't already, we invite you to join our organization and become a self-publishing ally. You can do that at AllianceIndependentAuthors.org. Now, go write and publish.